this diner in my neighborhood that does this weird little game with everybody, with like everybody, all of their customers. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, like, is this something that goes on? Have you ever heard anything like this? What they do is they hide an onion ring in your food somewhere. So, for example, if you order French fries, they'll stick an onion ring underneath. You know, if you order a salad, they'll put an onion ring with the bread and the crackers that come on the side. Like, they have this whole thing where, like, it's like Where's Waldo? It's the Where's Waldo of food. Like, where's my onion ring?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you order, like, order a baked potato. There's somewhere, somehow, they have hidden an onion ring in your food.
There's a diner downtown Charlotte that hides a hair and the food every time I go. So it's always a game to find that curly little hair. So it's kind of like that. I understand what you're talking about.
Right. Except yours is more unwelcome. You know, ours is like a fun game. And one time we got two onion rings and we were like, so did they put an onion ring and then forget? They put another one? Are they sending us a message that they really like us? Like, why did we get two onion rings?
Mm-hmm. Did we win a prize? Do you call them back and say, did we win? We found two.
Exactly. Yeah. Was there some kind of contest we don't know about that we just accidentally won? Like, how does this work? And why is there an onion ring within my cottage cheese?
Ew. So is it a good onion ring or is it just kind of like a bleh?
No, it's delicious. Their food's really good. And I think it's like this funny thing that the owner started doing originally and people just liked it. So they keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like Burger King. They sell onion rings.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go and you order onion rings, sometimes you get a bonus fry. So
but that's an accident. That's not on purpose, right?
Yeah, that's an accident. That's kind of like the hair at the diner in downtown Charlotte. But it's always fun because, you know, 99% of the time you always get that one French fry. And that's great because you kind of want a French fry, but you really want onion rings. So it's good that they mess up every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, and I remember the first time we went to this diner, we thought they messed up. We're like, oh, how did an onion ring end up with our burgers and fries?
Mm.
We just thought, oh, well, you know, and then we ordered again, and then we ordered different things. Like, I remember the time that we ordered salads, and we still got an onion ring each, and I was like, oh, it's a thing.
They got to be famous for something.
And I wonder, and there's got to be somebody out there that has, like, an Instagram page or some, like, you know, Where's Waldo type page that they clock how many onion rings they get and where they've been hidden, and you know, order from this diner and see where your onion ring's going to end up. You know what I mean? There's got to be somebody out there that is keeping track of this sort of thing.
Why can't a restaurant give me surprise cake? Oh, look, a surprise piece of pumpkin pie. Why can't they do that instead of just one little onion ring?
See, that's what I would do. Like, if I owned a restaurant of any kind, especially now, and somebody ordered from my restaurant, I would send along a free dessert, but something that I chose. Like, I make a bunch of cookies and send everybody, like, a little bag of cookies.
Right.
Bonus food is great. Like, I think somebody should open a restaurant and just call it, like, bonus food with a question mark, and every time you don't know what you're going to get. Am I going to get an extra scoop of ice cream? Am I getting more fries? Is there going to be a soda that shows up that I didn't order? Like, there should always be, like, something to, because I think that'd be exciting, right? Like, you order something, you don't know what's coming.
Well, it's like that at McDonald's. When I order food, sometimes I get completely different to what I ordered. So it's kind of like that at McDonald's. You say, no, I want a Big Mac, fries, and a drink, and you get a 20-piece nugget, and that's not what I ordered. And I guarantee the person behind me got the Big Mac. So it's kind of like that.